Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio and Toman Productions present Love Talk, your source for inspiration and information. Also held in the most powerful city in the world, Washington, D.C., for all the lies, liars, and secrets are held. And what we do, as always, we expose the liars, tell you who the liars are, expose some of the lies, and reveal some of the secrets when it comes down to love, lust, and relationships. And, as always, thank you for taking out 30 minutes of your time to make Love Talk a part of your evening. I am your host, Mr. Rod Stevie. We have Dougie Love on the line as well, and he's going to give us some insight on tonight's topic. And tonight's topic is good girls going bad. Why do the good girls always wind up going with the bad boys? And why is there an issue with the good guys? What is wrong with the good guys? Why is it where it comes down to when women that have good relationships, they want that hard edge dude that may not treat them right, that treats them with disrespect, that may even go be violent. But, you know, they've always drawn back to them. So we're going to discuss this, and we're going to discuss what's called the good guy syndrome. So before we get into that, of course, always, we are sponsored by Tranquil Minds, Relaxation, and Wellness. It is springtime coming up. People are being more active. It's best to take care of your body now. And massage is not just about relaxation, but it's about healing and about wellness. So if you want to find out more about massage specials that we have as far as sports massage, relaxation massage, myofascial, and even energy healing, log on to tqmind.massagetherapy.com, or you can hit me up on Twitter at rst44 or go on to Facebook at Rodney Stevenson. So want to get that out there. And also today we are going to have our weekly segment of Case of the X. And Case of X is always an interesting topic that we like to bring on the show. So we have an interesting topic to have in Case of X. So we're definitely going to get into that in a few minutes. But first, we have Toy Sugars with Illusion on Blog Talk Radio. And this is Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio and Toyland Productions. Yeah, that was Toy Sugars with Illusion on Love Talk. And this is, once again, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions. And that song has a good theme about, the good vibe about what the artist topic of the night is, Good Girls Going Bad, talking about the guy that just wasn't doing her right. So what I want to do, I want to bring Dougie Love in here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. What's going on, y'all? How are y'all doing tonight?
All right. So tonight's topic is good girls going bad. So my first question to you is, why do the good girls go after the bad guys?
Well, it's a thrill. It's the chase. It's they like the mystery behind them, because they feel like good guys are boring, that they don't know what they're gonna get. So let me just read this. This I have a lot of things written down. I wrote this a long time ago. Women love the qualities and the heart that the good guys possess. And I will put good guys in quotation marks, because what is a good guy? It all depends on your personal definition. Just like what is a bad guy? What's a bad boy? Same thing. Your personal definition. But women love the qualities and the heart that good guys possess, but are in love with the personality, swag, or way, whatever you want to call it, that the bad guys have. They like good guys and like having them around, but they love and are curious about the assholes and the bad guys. Their curiosity turns into want, because they feel like they're exciting, unpredictable, bold, strong, et cetera, et cetera. But with the good guy, they feel like they're predictable, boring, weak, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, so let's get into that a little bit. What do you think defines the bad, you know, the bad boy? What do you feel is the definition of a bad boy?
Well, it's somebody who is wild, carefree, probably not responsible. I'm not going to say in and out of jail. I'm not going to say that, because you still be good in and out of jail. But somebody who do I define as a bad boy is somebody who doesn't treat them right, somebody who's doing them wrong, somebody who is promiscuous, maybe cheating on them and whatnot, aggressive, too aggressive towards them and whatnot.
Aggressive, exactly. And that's the thing that gets me. You know, you have these intelligent, beautiful women that are strong, that really have a good sense about what they want to do, what direction they want to go, and they wind up with these clowns that disrespect them, that don't treat them right, that are sleeping around on them, that are just completely outright rude, but always they fall in love with them. But meanwhile, on the other side, you have that person that would treat them with respect, that wants to take them out and show them the finer things, and maybe just try to show them the love and the care that they're not getting from this bad boy. But you know, then they're in that particular zone. You know, that guy will always be in that, now the friend zone. You know, that's the person that will never be in that serious relationship with this female, because of the fact that they feel like you said earlier, predictable, boring, dull. Because why? They want to treat them right? Because they want to treat them with respect? They want to show them love? What's the deal with that?
Well, this is what I say. Good guys, good dudes, they can't buy loyalty, because they don't get any loyalty. Because what I heard is, this was one of my friends told me a little while ago when we were having a conversation. She said that, Why be with a good guy? A good dude can't teach them anything. They can't learn, they can't grow, that they're more envious of the good dude because he has everything together. He's trying to get stuff together. I mean, he has his head on straight. The bad dude, he doesn't really have his head on straight. So they're going through that struggle together. They rather struggle with that and those dudes trying to get their head together, being with them, doing things for them and whatnot, but won't struggle with the guy who has everything. He has everything together, but he's struggling going to school financially and whatnot. Because that's what I say. Bad dudes, the bad guys. Yeah, I'm using air quotation marks as we speak. You can't see it, but that's okay. The bad dudes, they're insecure. Women love insecure men. They love them.
And that's the biggest thing, you know, that these, you know, you got the bad dudes that, you know, that these good girls are going for, but I think what they're looking for is trying to change them. They feel like the bad boys are a project. And, you know, these girls say, okay, well, you know, he's going to be different with me because he's not going to treat me like he treated somebody else because I know I can change him and make him a good guy. And that's one, that's the big step that that they realize they should not do. You shouldn't go in there trying to change somebody unless, you know, people aren't going to change unless they want to be changed, unless they choose to be changed. You can't just, you know, say, oh, I'm going to change this person's whole mindset all around. It comes with maturity and another level that maybe that person may not have or may not want to have.
Yes, and I'll add a little bit on that. I don't think people change. They either grow or they decline. And you can't, nobody's going to grow unless it's for themselves. You got to want to do it for yourself. And most guys, it takes a while for us to mature into adults, into the men that we're supposed to be. But some dudes will never do that. Well, this is what I say. Most women try to, they think they're changing the dude by being with them, loving them so hard. All they're doing is wearing themselves down because, this is what I say, if she wants to change the dude, buy her a locker room because they love waiting for men to change. Buy them a locker room. But this is what I say. Women love insecure men. Most women will try to love and hold on to that dude. Will try to love and hold that dude down through his insecurities, and those insecurities are projected onto her. Then the women will start to wear and show his insecurities. Insecurity is loud, but confidence is weak. Women love emotional weak men.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Yeah, emotional weakness is where these bad boys, you know, get their persona. Because they may not have had love before, so they don't know how to show love to someone else. So these girls that, you know, feel that thrill, feel that joyride of being on this emotional roller coaster, they feel that, okay, this might be, you know, this might be this person's chance to have that love, to have that opportunity to show some sort of sort of affection. But it's just, you know, it puts it a big strain on that person. And when you got somebody there that actually has that opportunity and has that meaning and that ability to show love and affection, but these girls are just pushing him away. And yeah, he's cool and all, but I can't mess with him.
Yep, like I said, good dudes cannot buy loyalty. The bad ones, they can. Because you see, this is why I say good dudes, they won't say anything to get into a woman's pants. Like me, I'm not going to do that. What's the point? That's why.
Exactly.
Women want you to lie to them. Women want you to tell them sweet lies, and a lot of men do that. A lot of men form into chameleons, say whatever they have to say to get into woman's pants, get the girl, and after that. I didn't know he was like that. There are signs everywhere. So I don't really believe that most of the time. Sometimes you won't see it coming, but a lot of times you do. The woman is just blinded. So
that's an interesting question. So maybe the girl thinks that the good guy, the one that wants to treat him with respect and show him some love, might just be trying to play a game in order to get to the end, you know, the end result of getting the bed. So I never even thought about on that avenue that maybe that's why they feel, okay, the bad boy, he's got everything out in the open. I know he's treating me dirty. But this good guy, I don't know about this dude because he's actually treating me with respect. What is that about?
Yeah, because see, a lot of women, they don't know how to take compliments, take respect and whatnot. Because this is what I see. A good guy, he can't. Like, a lot of women expect nothing but the worst from him. You know, they think he's lying or whatnot, and they don't want that. So because he's treating them with respect, compliments, and everything like that just seems too good to be true. But the bad dude, you know, he's not doing that. He's respecting them and whatnot. She goes for it. It's just like, oh, okay, I'm not going to take the disrespect, but you go for it anyway. Why? I don't know.
And that's the thing here. That's what we're talking about here. This is Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions. This is Love Talk. If anybody has any feedback on this topic, give us a call, 347-850-1228. I want to hear some feedback on this. It's an interesting element, hidden agenda. They feel that some females feel that the good guy is bringing. You know, it just seemed like, okay, why am I getting flowers from this person? Why am I getting candy from this person? Why is he treating me so good? He must really be out for something, and this is just a whole other angle that I'm not familiar with. And it shouldn't be like that, ladies. I want to just say that there are some legitimate good guys out there that really want to try to treat you with love and respect. And if you keep passing these dudes by, you know, then you're never going to be in a serious committed relationship that's going to last long, because you're missing out on someone who's really positive in your life. So that's what I have to say on that topic. And it's just really interesting. And hopefully, we can continue this discussion, you know, throughout, and just maybe see if there's any elements on how this, you know, how the relationships can grow from those guys that are the good guys, that, you know, that show that they're not having a hidden agenda going on.
Well, this is what I said. The good guys, they do end up in the friend zone, but they end up being that guy that the woman pulls out every time she's hurt. She needs to talk. She needs some affection, some cheering up. That's where the good guy comes in. He's that fallback guy. You know, the one that love them up, and then they throw the bad, they throw the good guy away, and then they go on to another relationship. It fails, and they keep doing that. It's like a safety, you know. She just keeps pulling in and out the bag, in and out the bag, in and out the bag. Anytime she feels like he's needed, and that's not cool, because women, a lot of women, they want the good guy later on when, like, they want that dude later on when he's established, has money and everything, when he has everything. But they'll go with the dude who is disrespectful or whatnot, and will be with him early on because they want to have fun, quote unquote. What is fun to you? You can still have fun with a good dude. A good dude can still be spontaneous, but you don't want that early on. But here's the thing: you only really get one chance to meet that good dude. So if you screw him over later on, how will your life be? You might wind up with an okay person, or somebody who kind of treats you right, but not really. You might end up with somebody who does treat you right, who is a good dude. But but how do you feel about him? Do you love him? Maybe, maybe not. And does he love you? He might, or he might not even really love you, or he might be, you know, one day he might love you, one day he might hate you. You never know. But you only get a few chances to really get with that good dude, so don't miss the train. You will have a better life with the good dude.
With the good dude, exactly. That's words of wisdom right there. Once again, this is Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio, and we're going into the segment that we call Case of the X. This is a situation that is emailed to me, and this is always about the X, the person that people hate to love and the person that people love to hate. This here is the situation. This is an interesting one here. This is, anybody that wants to send in, you can send it in to me at Rodney Stevenson on Facebook, or you can tweet me at RSP44. I'd love to get the feedback on this here. This one here is from New Jersey, and the email goes like this here. Says, "Hi, Mr. Rod Stevie. I have an interesting situation. I have two children, and my ex-boyfriend had a really good relationship with our two kids, but unfortunately it didn't go well with us. Now I moved on to another relationship, but the kids always ask for my ex, and my ex loves to come around and play with the kids. What should I do in this situation?" Right, see, the thing is, the guy is that he's not the father of these two children, but he had a really good relationship with these kids. But even though, you know, they moved on, he still likes to come out and take them out, you know, go eat, you know, with the kids or take them out to play. Is that an okay thing for these kids? knowing that this is not their father, but this is the person that they really look up to and they really play with and they enjoy spending time with, but the mom has moved on with somebody else. So I want to get your take on this, though.
Well, it depends. If the father's in their life, then, you know, then I would, well, for me personally, I say there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody needs a positive male influence. If the guy is good, treats your kids right, he's a good person, why not? If they don't have any other male influences in their life, why not let him be that? You know, he loves the kids like him, why not? You're not going to meet too many guys that will love your kids, treat them right, and whatnot. You're not going to meet too many like that. So why not?
That's true. But wouldn't you think that from the mom's perspective, from this woman's perspective, she's, you know, she's kind of caught because, you know, she's moved on with somebody else, but guy that they're not together anymore, but he comes around with the kids, and it's not, you know, his children.
Well, if the father's not there, I say, why not? You can't spring too many men on your kids. You shouldn't do that. Because it just looks wrong and it's not good, and your kids will follow those habits, especially if you have a girl. That will be a family pattern that develops. So you shouldn't spring too many kids on your kids. I mean, too many men on your kids. But
many men on your kids.
If he's just trying to be a friend and be there for your kids, why not? That's just like a neighbor, you know. You don't have to be together, but if he's trying to, you know, be that positive male influence, why not? It's just like having a neighbor that you might have dated. But let's say your new guy, he does treat the kids right and whatnot, then that's okay too. You can never have too many positive adult influences in a kid's life, especially male influences. Every kid needs a male influence. The girl needs it. Girls need that to show them how to be treated, what to expect and what not to expect from a man, how to accept a man, how to love a man, and all of that. A boy needs that so he can talk his feelings out, because there's some feelings that boys will feel that women will never know. Every boy needs a positive male influence to show him how to be a man, show him what to do, what not to do, and just, you know, have that male bond that every boy needs.
Exactly. So here's my take on this, and this is something that a lot of people should understand. You should always try to take your time before you bring a man over to the house, before you bring that man over to introduce them to your children, because sometimes that can create a bond that can be uncomfortable in the long term. So make sure that this relationship appears to be on the right path to commitment before you introduce that man to your children. Because in a situation like this, this can create a very awkward situation, not only for the mom, but for the new boyfriend as well. Because you have this other guy that's coming over and that's spending so much time with the children that it can create an awkward moment, an awkward relationship going to the future. But just like you said, Doug, if it's a positive male role model, if everybody's cordial and this person's a positive male role model in the children's life, there is nothing wrong with having that influence that says, okay, you know, this person is being involved and being a role model where maybe the father of the children is not stepping up in that avenue, and maybe the family feels that it's a really good thing to do. So once again, that's my take on that case of the X. Once again, if you have any topic that you want to discuss, please send it in at RSG44 on Facebook, Rodney Stevenson. Looking forward to really hearing this. I love the feedback that we get on Case of the X. So definitely looking forward. Thanks for the future. So once again, this is Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions. A little bit of housekeeping stuff. TV show will be on this Sunday. We're going to talk about America in 100 Yards. We were going to have this last week, had some technical difficulties, but we are going to be on this Sunday, 11 o'clock Eastern, 9 p.m. Mountain. So look forward to talking about that. And this whole topic here is about political, social, economic parallels between the National Football League and the United States of America. It's going to be a really powerful topic, and we're going to go into a lot of these, getting to political season. So we're going to get into a lot of the political talk going into the next couple months. And also in the upcoming weeks, we're going to be following a lot of things that are going on in Florida. It seems like I'm talking a lot about Florida, but the appeal case of the young woman who fired a warning shot in the air to kind of scare off her abusive husband is coming into a trial in the next week or two. So we want to follow that. For those who don't know, this is a follow-up with the Stand Your Ground case, where, as says, precedent is set on Stand Your Ground. She was convicted of three counts of attempted second-degree murder, and was sentenced to 60 years in jail, even though she did not fire the gun. Fired a gun towards her husband, and there was no acts of violence towards anybody. So it's going to be a really interesting topic that we're going to discuss in the upcoming week. So I wanted to get that out there as well. And we also have another sponsor tonight. This is from Getaway Girls Inc. And St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and there's a lot of different places that people celebrate St. Patrick's Day, either in New York, in Boston, in Chicago, a lot of different parties and parades going on, so even here in Washington, D.C. So if you are interested in finding out where to go, where to stay, and how to play, log on to www.getawaygirlsinc.com, or you can follow them on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at Getaway Girls Inc. So this here is going to be some really big things that we're going to be doing here on Love Talk as well. Definitely big shout to Doug Love coming up with a whole bunch of words of wisdom. And we're going to have some really big topics coming up in March. This is the time of springtime, the time of love, the time of relationships that are building and growing. So we want to get into the relationship side of things and talk about building the relationships and trying to build the love and keeping things growing. So we got a few seconds left. Doug Love, anything you want to talk to the people about tonight?
Yes, I just got to say, cover season is about to be over. When it gets warm, relationships die. But anyway, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at DOFRESH. Also, like I said, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at DOFRESH. Shout out to everybody if you're listening. Thank you. And also that for the bad guys, when you're involved with them, when there's good times, it's really good. When it's bad, it's really bad. It's like a fire with gasoline. It ignites really fast, but it flames out so quick, and it's really bad after effects, like 3rd, 5th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th degree burns. But anyway, follow me at DOFRESH. I'm Dougie Love. You will be seeing more of me in the future for other things. Abstract Love is coming. Thank you. Good night, y'all.
All right, and here's my final thoughts. Once again, make sure that you're doing the best thing for you as far as your relationships. If you see that a person's treating you wrong, get out of that relationship right away and make sure that you don't let that good guy pass you by, because that might be the true relationship that you have. And as always, thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time to listen out to us. And until next time, we'll talk next week.